You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tonight, we're doing the virtual voting discussion on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook Live page. Tune in, get the questions answered. The primary on both sides of the border, Kansas and Missouri.
Julie Jones and Shay Moore will be hosting that thing, along with the other panelists.
Most of my Judge Mathis was interrupted on yesterday by a meteorologist talking about a storm that touched down in the Smithville area. No damage, thankfully. But it prevented me from making my dental appointment, or that's what I'm saying. Really, what happened was I was talking to my mother about going to the dentist, and she said, "You going to the dentist right now?" I said, "It's July. I go every July and January to get my teeth cleaned." And she did the Cardi B on me. Coronavirus!
She's right.
No, it's fine. They would not be open if they didn't have protocols in place, but she scared me. And so with the tornado warning came through, I said, "Well, that's Jesus. He wants me to stay home."
A sign from God.
They called me too. Like, "Where you at?" I answered the phone.
It was raining cats and dogs yesterday.
That was my excuse.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. You reschedule?
I didn't answer the phone. I'll deal with that today. I did want to talk about it. I never miss my appointments, but yeah.
We all had those moments. It's cool.
What'd you get into?
Nothing, actually. We had to cancel football practice. So I kind of just stayed home and chilled, which was good, you know. Played a little Madden. Doing what us slackers do. What you rolling your eyes for? You asked me what I did. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to be truthful with you. When I be truthful with you, you can't handle it.
Ow.
What? Is something else, something better for me
no,
to do?
No,
go
the
read a book.
The response was unnecessary because I wasn't in your face like that.
I'm in your face.
Yeah, you gave it an extra spicy addition to that, and you didn't need it. You could have been mild right then, and it would have been just fine.
When we go to commercial break, I'm gonna handle you.
You got like 10 people waiting outside in the parking lot to help you.
I don't need no help with you. You soft. Remember, you a delicate flower. Remember.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:19 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. More thunderstorms on the way. You're cloudy in 73 right now in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Malik B of The Roots is dead at the age of 47, Brian. The band released a statement that reads, "It is with heavy hearts and tearful eyes that we regretfully inform you of the passing of our beloved brother and longtime Roots member, Malik Abdul Bassett. May he be remembered for his devotion to Islam, his loving brotherhood, and his innovation as one of the most gifted MCs of all times. We ask that you please respect his family and extended family in our time of mourning such a great loss." Born in Philly, joined The Roots and appeared on their 93 album Organics, and appeared on the album Do You Want More, Illa Delph Life, and Things Fall Apart.
Rest up.
So Snoop Dogg made some very interesting statements about Eminem. He said that he is not in his top 10 favorite MCs list.
Eminem, the great white hope. White rappers had zero respect in rap. He has probably put Eminem in a position where he could be labeled as one of the top 10 rappers ever. I don't think so, but the game feels like he's top 10 lyricists and all that that comes with it. But there's some in the 80s that he can't with, like Rakim, like Big Daddy Kane, like KRS-One, like LL Cool J, like Ice Cube. Shall I go on? You understand me? I ain't got no time to play with it. It is what it is. It's like, cuz did that. He did that to the fullest. That's one of my teammates. That's one of my brothers. He did that. But when you talking about this hip hop that I can't live without, I can live without that.
I know that's right. Especially that last part. I can live without that. Why you over there shocked?
I can live without that.
Kalani says that Tory Lanez won't be in the video for their song, and his verse is getting replaced on the deluxe album.
Mm, and that's a good song, too.
Which one?
Kalani, Can I?
Can I go sing it?
Can I?
You play it? Hey. Oh, yeah, we played it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the names of anything anymore.
It's because, just too much.
Well, no, it's not that. Usually, like, before I started working at this station, I always did radio by myself, so I was behind the board.
Ah, okay.
So I was able to look at everything, and I'm in a whole different room from Brian. Most people don't know that. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any access to what we're playing. I don't see anything. Mm-hmm. I'm sequestered and socially distancing.
Yeah, well, you know, when you make records for the ladies and you do what you did to the ladies, they're going to feel some type of way about it, so...
You remember Loon from back in the day? I think he was on Bad Boy, right?
Yes, he was.
Well, you know he went to prison 9 years ago for trafficking heroin.
Mace's brother.
I don't think they're really brothers. They're not related. No. But his name is Chauncey Hawkins, and he later changed his name to Amir Junaid Muhadith after converting to Islam in 2008. So he's actually... been granted an early release.
It's like I blow my tree. The whole world know I need.
Hey.
A girl gonna curl my toes for me.
Hey,
how you like that? Tell me how you want that.
That's Khalees, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Khalees sound exactly the same on everything.
Oh, a little shade to Nas's BM.
That's no shade.
Uh-huh.
She's got a Netflix special about cooking with cannabis.
Really?
And I watched the whole thing. Yeah, it's like maybe about 10 episodes, and I watched all of them.
Are you planning on dabbling in the kitchen a couple times with the greenery?
I don't know how to do that. And where do you get it from?
That's why you watch the show. What you mean where you get it from?
They have so many different strengths. I learned so much. Like, I'm not a smoker. I never got into it. You know, abuse, addiction and stuff runs on both sides of my family, right. So I've always stayed away from anything. And so I learned a lot. I was like, dang, they got blue stuff. They got stuff that's multicolored. Mm. It was crazy.
Stay off the weed.
Tyler Perry has revealed that 4 people from 2 of his shows have tested positive for COVID-19. So, you know, he had put some precautions in place to try to make everybody stay there. Once you got on, you had to live there on the compound.
Kind of like a bubble.
To try to avoid the passage.
Mm-hmm.
So he revealed on an Instagram live interview. Do we have a clip of that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, he said, quote, "We had a couple of concerns. We had 4 positives." No. Kind of sound like Barack Obama.
Go ahead. Do it. Do it in a Madea voice.
We had 160 people checking.
Never mind. Just read it regular and you shave more boys.
Okay. We had 160 people check in the first day to go to their rooms. We had 2 positives in that. So we had them escorted out. Dang. They got the help that they needed. Wow. Well, okay. You got it?
Yeah. We got something for you.
Exactly. All of a sudden, the trap door opens.
Hey, fella, she's in room A2. Go get her.
No, but this is not funny. He also added that 200 people checked in soon after, and they had 2 positives inside of that 200. He had them escorted out, too, and got them the help that they needed.
It just shows how dangerous and prevalent this disease is, man.
Mm. Yeah. That's a lot.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Because my friend is being sad. She's not being her porky self.
Did you feed her breakfast?
No, I'm about to go get her a pork chop right now because she's cool. That's her nickname, pork chop.
You should. She's hangry. This is how I act, too, when I don't have anything
Lord,
to eat.
Yeah, Lord knows I know that well.
Man, I don't know what's going on with her. I asked her when she's hungry. And she was, no. Are you happy? No. Do you want me to go away? No. So I don't know.
Sounds like a relationship problem.
Just sit. I don't think they together.
No, but no, sit there.
I'll tell you something.
I'm just saying, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 99.7% sure. But just sit there in her presence and just, you know, do the Care Bear stare and just bring love out of your chest her way.
Oh, man, that sounds like another job.
I know. In friendship, a job. It really is.
Can we get paid in the 401k? I think so, man.
I'm trying to tell you. I feel the same way.
What's your name?
I'm Steve.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much for calling up. I hope things get better with your friend.
Pork chop.
Pork chop.
All right, dog. Have a good one.
You sad, and I love it.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ryan, Ring Doorbell is partnering with Ad Hoc Group Against Crime to bring a very interesting program to the community. And we're talking with Damon Daniel, president of Ad Hoc.
Good morning, Damon. How you feeling?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, son. What's up, man? I'm doing all right.
So we understand you got 750 Ring video doorbells for the community. Why did they decide to start this program?
We were highly recommended by Congressman Cleaver's office, as well as Kansas City Police Department, to partner with in reaching out to neighborhoods that have been impacted by, disproportionately impacted by violent crime and homicides. And so we were glad to partner with Amazon and Ring, along with Congressman Cleaver's office, to bring much-needed safety devices to local neighborhoods. I have to say that I really wish we could have had a lot more to reach several more neighborhoods, but unfortunately, only 750 devices are being donated to local neighborhoods, and I think already they've received over 1,400 applications.
Have these devices been shown to reduce any crime in any area?
Absolutely. You know, I was just talking to the police department yesterday about the effectiveness of having security devices such as doorbell rings, and they have indeed aided in helping solve homicides as well as deter crime and violence in some neighborhoods.
So, of course, what's going to happen is they'll be installed at the person's home, and they'll have video surveillance of what's going on in the area, I guess. And will police have access to this footage?
So what happens is, and what we're doing is, we're encouraging everyone to really just go to the website. So if we can, folks can go to our website at adhocgroupkc.com, and if you scroll down on the very first page, you'll see Ring and Ad Hoc. Just click on that button and it takes you directly to the page. It gives you all the eligibility requirements and access to the online application. Now, Ad Hoc does not have, I have to repeat this, we do not have the devices at our offices. So go to the website and fill out the application. After the application is filled out, people will have 7 business days to schedule their appointment with the installer. You have to have Wi-Fi and internet capability as well. But once you get that installed, then installation is absolutely free. You'll have those devices installed by Amazon technicians. And, you know, you have the opportunity, of course, or the choice, I should say, to register your cameras with the police department as well. So you can go to kcpd.org and look for their community program under KC Watch, and you can register your camera there as well. But no, the police department does not automatically have access to that. In fact, if you register your device with them, only thing that does is create an opportunity for you to automatically upload your footage to their information.
I think this is a very interesting way to try to address the issue of crime in our communities, Brian.
Mm-hmm. President of the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime and friend of the station, Damon Daniels, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I will vote in 2020 virtual voting forum primary breakdown tonight at 6:30 on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page.
Hey.
Tuesday, both sides of the border. Get a chance to vote on some local and state races. In November, we'll be tasked with either re-electing Donald Trump or electing a new president, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. He announced that he is going to officially choose a running mate next week.
Oh boy. It's important.
A couple months ago, he said that it would definitely be a woman.
I'm with it.
Some of the women that are included in this short list: Senator Kamala Harris, former President Barack Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Tammy Duckworth and Tammy Baldwin, Representative Val Demings and Karen Bass, Governors Gretchen Whitmer and Michelle Grisham, and Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Do you have any favorites among those women?
I like Elizabeth Warren. I like her. And I like, I think I like Kamala Harris as well. I like those two. You?
I do. I like several of the women included. I have a side question about this. I was thinking about this last night. Will his running mate decide either way for folks who they're going to vote for? I don't know if I believe that the vice president pick will change anyone's mind to vote yay or nay. What do you think?
I think it could. For those who are on the fringe, they don't know if you want to vote left or right. I think this could possibly sway some people to go either way, good or bad, that is. But I think for the most part, it'll help him, though. Because, you know, you still got some people who they refuse to vote for Hillary, you know, and they went with Trump.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever chosen anybody because of their running mate. But maybe there are people who do. And I hate to say this, but whoever he chooses, that has no bearing on my decision. Unless it's just one lady.
I got an idea who that is.
Do you have a favorite among the women who are considered as front runners for the vice presidential pick?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. More thunderstorms on the way. Cloudy in 73. Right now, Lee Summers. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to of our celebrity Leo friends.
Leo season!
I'm a Leo. Rawr, rawr, king of the jungle.
Uh-huh.
Reality TV star and wife of Waka Flocka, Tammy Rivera, is 34 today.
Fine. Mm.
Singer and social media star Ice JJ Fish is 26 today.
Why is he on there?
People know who he is.
He ain't even popping like that no more.
Actor Lawrence Fishburne.
My dog.
Out here 59.
Wake up! That's off of School Days.
Actor and comedian Dean Edwards is 50 today. Vivica A. Fox. Mm. Actress, directress, hair weave line.
Directress? I've never heard of that before.
She's a director, but she a lady, yes. So it's directress.
Yeah.
She's 56 today.
That's supposed to be genderless.
And Terry Crews.
Oh, no.
He's out here 52 today.
He gets no love. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, all my Leos born on July 30th.
So Dr. Dre has responded to his wife, Nicole Young's, divorce petition. Now, if you remember, we talked about this.
Oh. Talking about them. Yeah. A couple weeks ago.
Yes. She's asking for spousal support and division of property. Dr. Dre said that he's fine with paying spousal support, but said any distribution of property should be governed by their prenuptial agreement.
Wanted to sell some of them Air Force Ones he got.
Well, he got a prenup, so he good. I don't know how she went with that.
Well, with a prenup? Yeah. I mean, he had all the, I mean, you know.
He wasn't even super duper rich like he is now.
Not
20 years ago. They've been married over 20 years now.
Shay, I don't know.
The Beats deal happened.
Yeah, nah,
since.
He wasn't a billionaire.
That's what I'm talking about. He wasn't
millions,
super
duper.
No, he had money. Mm-hmm. He had nice conservative money. That's good money. I don't know how she let that get off. Shoot, my boy even right there. I ain't sighted nothing.
Yeah, all right. Sure you not.
I ain't signing nothing. This should be exciting news for you. Drake's album is 90% done.
No good news for me. You trying to be funny.
I know you're a big Drake fan.
Listen, again, I'm never going to deny my mans for making hits. He does that. He can crank them out like no other. But it's just the other stuff that I'd be concerned about. But I'll be ready for it.
A clip of rapper Vado appearing to choke his girlfriend Tahiri Jose on a recent episode of Marriage Boot Camp has leaked online. I looked at it this morning. That was the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning, Brian, and it was awful.
I look crazy to y'all. I look extra aggressive.
Yo, you look yo, like, for real, my
Vado.
Yo.
No.
Fucking out.
No.
Like, you lucky I don't hurt you, yo.
Are you kidding me?
This house is on fire.
Just threw that apple in my face for
no hands on.
I'm going to the county.
All right, so let me say this, Shay. First off, we know that these things can be cut up. So I need to see the whole context of it. I need to see the whole thing. But the thing that really bothered me was none of the men sitting around really got up and did anything. They kind of just sat there.
Definitely that was problematic. Yeah. He put his hands around her neck.
Yeah,
I don't need no
that
context.
Ain't cool.
He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, no. I agree with you on that. But yeah.
He responded and said nobody was hit. Great editing. But I didn't see him hit her. He went for that neck though.
Choking
he
is.
He went to that neck.
To me, it's kind of in the same thing to me, in my opinion.
He went for her neck.
You can't be putting your hands on the ladies, bottom line, man. And he has an issue, clearly.
Tekashi 6ix9ine about to get off house arrest. Okay, well, you don't care.
I don't think nobody does at this point.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Coming up at 8:08, we're going to be talking with Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree. Last year, we had him on the show talking about the expungement fair. That's where folks who have issues on their record can get them removed. In many cases, it's free. We're going to be talking with him about this year's expungement fair, which is going virtual.
Yes.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said this week that he's going to choose his running mate as early as next week. A lot of names been thrown around. All of them women. Kamala Harris, Susan Rice, Senators Elizabeth Warren, Tammy Duckworth, and Tammy Baldwin are on that short list. Representative Val Demings and Karen Bass, Governors Gretchen Whitmer and Michelle Grisham are also on that list. And Atlanta's own Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Mm.
Can you imagine having a vice president named Keisha?
I would love it.
Me too!
Vice President Keisha. So, like, no Stacey Abrams?
She had been talked about.
Yeah.
But for some reason, she's not on this list here.
Well, you know, I think it does make a difference. I think it can sway either way, good or bad. To me, in my opinion, is good. I like the candidates he has as a vice president.
It doesn't matter to me who he's going to put on there. If I have made a decision that he's my candidate, because it's two polar opposites. It's either Trump or him.
Yeah.
If you are against Trump, he could put Betty Boop on with Joe Biden, and I think Muggs would be like, okay, if they are against Trump in that passionate way.
What about those in the middle, though?
You think that there are people in the middle?
Absolutely there are. What? I think there are people who's making decisions based on their household.
How can you live in the middle? Because,
man, I don't know either, Shay.
Such polarizing politics. It's so polarizing.
It is. But you have you have people who think about money, you have people who think about their morals, ethics. It's a lot of things at play, man, because some people will put their interests, their money above their personal interests.
But where the money at, though?
You know, there's some tax breaks that you get when you don't, when you reach a certain threshold.
This, now, that's true. Have you ever made a decision on who you're going to vote for president based off of their running mate?
No, I don't know ballot to choose who I'm going to vote for. I know that we should, because ultimately, if something happens to the president, that person will become the president of the country. So we should allow it to, but I never do.
Neither do I.
What's your name?
Valerie.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said that he's going to make his announcement of his vice presidential running mate next week.
I'm ready for it.
A couple of months ago, he already said, look, it's going to be a woman. Several names have been kicked around about who would be a viable candidate. At this point, I don't even know, Brian, if the vice president pick would change my mind or even anyone's mind.
I think it'll sway people one way or the other. That's in that middle.
Man. But it's just so strange to me that there are people who don't have an understanding. We've been talking about this thing for the last 3.5 years. It has played out on the news, on the television every day. So you should have a pretty clear idea of who Donald Trump is, and you should have a pretty clear idea about who Joe Biden is. But what do you think about this?
That discussion y'all was into about that middle category, that's what you would call technically the undecided voters, people who haven't committed.
I'm just really wondering who would be the undecided middle person, because the politics are so polarizing during this season. It's not like there's a gray area. The country's divided. There's us against them feeling that's going on both sides of the spectrum. And I would really be interested to know who is thinking, well, I might do Trump or I might do Biden.
They're traumatized. We're in the shadows of death. We're seeing people we can't even say goodbye to when they leave now. You know what I'm saying? Like Rosa James and people we have known for years. We can't even say goodbye. We're living in a whole new territory. So I'm saying undecided, or what I said, people not conscious.
Would you make a decision based off of a running mate?
No. We're caught again with the worst of the two, or the least of the last. We were stuck again. We almost have to go with Biden at this point. Now, if we could have a real, Kamala Harris or... Even Susan was looking good. You see her yesterday?
I didn't see her yesterday, but she has been standing up.
She did an interview that really made... She never looked so good to me as far as her mentality or having to be the president if something was to happen to Biden, because he's old, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think she could handle being the first. Her or Kamala. They got some powerful women, but it's the woman's time is the main thing. And I hope it's a black woman, my sister. You know?
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
Always good touching base with you. God bless.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Power to the people.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last year, Brian, we talked with Wyandotte County's district attorney about the expungement fair that they held. It was an opportunity for folks to get particular offenses expunged off of their record so that they can do the things that normal citizens who have paid their debt can do, like find jobs and the like. We're talking with Mark Dupree once again this year. Wyandotte County has decided to do it again, but this time it's going to be virtual.
Hey, Mr. Dupree, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. We're so grateful that you're doing this yet again. So many people were blessed last year. Do you have a number of folks that you helped get their records together?
Over 300 people came out to the expungement fair with the Wyandotte County DA's office, and over 100 got their record expunged. And so that's 100 citizens of Wyandotte County who are now able to go and get a job and not feel the pressures of that issue that we all know 1 in 3 Americans have, which is having a record skirt, which stops them more likely than not. About 50% of them are less likely to receive a job offer because they have that record.
That's 100 families right there.
Yeah. The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office second annual expungement fair is going down August 10th through the 21st. What are some things that folks need to take note of that could possibly get them denied from this?
They should know that there are a couple of different requirements according to the statute, and that is, one, if it was a murder or if it was a sex crime, you're less likely to be able to get that expunged. That's one. Second is, there is a waiting period, and usually, depending on the crime level, it's 3 years or 5 years from the time that you have completed your probation. Hence, once you're off paper, then counting from there. It's extremely important that you look at that time before you try to deal with the expungement. The last thing I would say is, also look at whether or not you've been arrested. Many people don't know this, but oftentimes being arrested, it shows up on your criminal record, and many jobs will not give you a job offer because they see that you've been arrested. Even though you've never been convicted, never gone to court, never been charged, that is still something that you should get expunged off of your record so that nobody can see that you were even arrested 20, 30 years ago.
Are these offenses only for crimes that were committed in Wyandotte County?
Yes, only crimes that were committed and the case was held in Wyandotte County. And it doesn't matter how long ago it was. If it was in Wyandotte County, we can find the cases, which is why you have to reach out. And with COVID, it is different, but we set it up virtually so that we can continue to take care of everyone's health and make sure no one is exposed. But we want people to have this opportunity because we want families to be able to be fed. And as the district attorney, I believe that it is not just our job when we're talking about justice to lock people up, but it is about being proactive and giving people an opportunity to be preventative. And look, here's the reality. If people have money in their pocket, they're less likely to go upside someone's head to try to take their money. And so we want to try to be preventative and give these folks options.
Well, we're going to be posting the requirements on all of our Hot 103 Jam social media pages. But if folks have a question about whether or not they qualify, they can send an email to daexpungements@ykckk.org. Or there's a phone number as well, DA Dupree, correct?
Yes, and that phone number is directly to our office, and it is 913-573-2851. And here's the catch. From now up until August the 10th, you need to call that number, you need to email us, and we will go with you through the process. We will pull up the affidavit, we will look at your history. All we need is your name, date of birth. If you have a social security, that's great. And then we will find the case and take it from there. And then we will set you up a Zoom or a virtual appointment with an attorney. We are partnered with the Kansas Legal Services a second time. Kudos to them who have come out to volunteer their attorneys as well as my prosecuting attorneys. We'll talk with you and walk you through this process. And from August the 10th through the 21st, we will actually meet with these individuals virtually, get that paperwork signed out. If you cannot afford it, we will walk you through the poverty affidavit. That is an affidavit you can fill out that says, look, I can't afford it, but I still want this opportunity. We do not believe because you're poor, you should not be able to clear your record. If you paid your debt to society, you being poor should not stop you from being able to reap the benefits that our statutes in this state gives everyone. And so it's important, 913-573-2851. You call between now and the 10th, and let's get that record clear so we can help this community continue to grow.
Mark Dupree, District Attorney of Wyandotte County, thank you so much for joining us. Have a good one.
Thank you. Be blessed.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the lower 80s. More thunderstorms coming our way. Right now, you're cloudy at 75 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Some distressing news out of Chiefs Kingdom, Brian.
Hit me with it.
Another one of our starters has decided to opt out of this season of the NFL. That would be running back Damian Williams, who contributed 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl win over the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, he was almost the MVP, definitely a major contributor. But the silver lining is this is we have a plethora of quality running backs, including our first round pick, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that we got from LSU. So we'll be fine. Dame Dash, take the year off. We'll get you another ring, dog.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about some issues that folks have been having with comedian Jess Hilarious?
No, I haven't.
So she posted a skit of her reenacting the Megan Thee Stallion shooting.
Oh, no.
And so people began dragging her by her lace front.
That was produced when she felt the hot metal was of this. Tori, if he did this on purpose, which we are justifying that he did not, it would have looked like this. Let me get that foot. Let me get that toe. It doesn't happen like that. That's not the way it would go.
Really? It wasn't even funny or entertaining. Let alone, you know, Megan.
She's been here before. And I really liked her when she was here. She's a very smart girl. She's young. She's very smart. I think that she's funny and she has a future ahead of her. But this is not funny.
I don't know. This is strike two.
And, you know, there were a lot of folks saying, look, she's a comedian. And comedians have more room to find humor in different things. And I agree to an extent.
You got to read the room on this one, dog. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. Like, dog, like.
Like, read the rules,
because it's not fair for comedians the way that things are now. But we're in a different age. You gotta adapt.
But if it's funny, I think you can get it off, because Dave Chappelle, he talk about a lot of stuff that you be like, well, he talked about that juicy schmooye, that was hilarious.
But that ain't as serious as this, though, because he made a fool out of himself. This is,
right,
you
but,
know.
Well, it could have been because he accused people of a hate crime, and he said that he had a noose around his neck. So I'm not trying to compare the two, but I'm saying that if something is funny, I think people
will let it slide.
Yeah, but it got to be funny. Yeah.
That was just elementary.
So your boy Justin Bieber, you are part of the Beliebers.
I am a Belieber.
He reached out to your other favorite, Kanye West.
Not my favorite.
He's not.
Hell no. Are you serious?
Well, he reached out to him in Wyoming last week, and he was the reason why Kanye agreed to meet with his wife, Kim Kardashian. Mm.
Did you see those pictures? Yeah, you saw him because we talked about it the other day
at
when
the
they
Wendy's?
Was at the Wendy's.
The 4-4?
Yeah.
4-4?
Yeah. And she was crying. It looked real. I just, you know, Shay, in this
That's
day and
husband.
Age.
Husband. She got four babies by him.
Shay, in this day and age, I just think everything has a price on it. I do. The way that things are, especially that family, they have been putting their lives out on TV for almost 20 years now. So, I just have a hard time.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Really?
They was on E, like, in 2003 or 2004.
I have never seen not one episode of that show.
I ain't either. And I ain't trying to look at it. But you know what it is. You know that they...
Oh, I definitely know what it is.
You know they exploit each other. You know, so, I'm just skeptical of a lot of things, man.
Well, rumor has it Meek Mill got another baby on the way with a new chick. That's
Lord,
why he broke
then he
up.
Just he just had a baby, like recently, like in the past couple months.
That's why he broke up with the girl Milan. That's what the grapevine is saying.
Lord, you need to go get clipped, like today. But that ain't my business though. So, what you look at that?
I'm just it's something looking on at your mind. You through the window. No, I have nothing to say.
I'll get it in about 60 seconds. Why are you mad, though?
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
LaShia.
All right, let's see what you got.
I wanna set you up.
Oh, early in the morning. Yes. No, it's better in the morning, Shay.
I don't know nothing about that. Don't add me into that.
I don't either. Don't be having me on the radio.
I'm trying to tell you, girl. Yeah, you see right. how he got us in shenanigans? No.
Right. You just got registered for your chance to get $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live, local, and lit?
I want those three jams, and don't forget to slam that Z. I want to break it down.
Listen now through August 13th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Listen and win.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to win. Activate, swipe, and spend.
Spend and go.
Celebrating 70 years.
Made with purpose. We was made with purpose. Let me say it again. We was made with purpose.
Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.